Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tornado!
Tonight, the trails of destruction.
Oh, no.
State of emergency after deadly tornadoes ripped through the Midwest.
The storm ripped these homes off the ground and tossed them onto their sides.
The whole bricks and all the structures on top of the car. So if I was in my car for five more seconds, I wouldn't have been here right now.
It's a disaster here.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Major Garrett in for Nora. We'll have more on that deadly storm and the widespread damage in seven states in a moment. But first, breaking news with a wave of political developments revolving around former President Donald Trump. Just over a week before it was set to begin, a New York judge has delayed Trump's first criminal case for 30 days. Trump faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records related to payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Plus, in a significant ruling in Georgia's election interference case against the former president, a Fulton County judge has decided the district attorney, Fani Willis, can continue to prosecute that case, but blasted Willis for what he called a, quote, tremendous lapse in judgment, unquote, for having a romantic relationship with one of her top prosecutors. That special prosecutor has now withdrawn from the case. CBS's Nicole Killian will start us off tonight from outside the courthouse in Atlanta. Nicole, good evening.
Hey, good evening to you, Major. And it's not just this new delay in the New York case, but this election case here in Georgia has effectively been put on hold until today's ruling by a judge, effectively clearing District Attorney Fani Willis to proceed.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee gave District Attorney Fani Willis an ultimatum today. Either step aside from the 2020 election subversion case or have her former romantic partner, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, withdraw. Within hours, Wade tendered his resignation effective immediately to move this case forward. The former president hailed the move on Truth Social, calling Wade a disgrace.
He had to. There was no way that it was going to be the elected district attorney of Fulton County, Fani Willis, who was going to step down after this decision came out.
The judge's ruling found Trump and the co-defendants that filed the complaint against Willis and Wade failed to prove a conflict of interest. There was no evidence, according to McAfee, that Willis financially benefited from her roughly year-long relationship with Wade, which included trips to the Caribbean and California. But the ruling did note a significant appearance of impropriety. McAfee was sharply critical of Willis's behavior, citing a lapse in judgment and calling her conduct during a hearing last month unprofessional.
Don't be cute with me and then think that you're not going to get an answer.
McAfee also said Willis and Wade's testimony didn't put concerns about their relationship to rest.
It wasn't kept secret, it was kept private.
And he invoked Southern playwright Tennessee Williams by writing, "An odor of mendacity remains."
From time to time, you see judges wax a bit poetic in their opinions. He could have just said, I think there's a lot of lying going on here, but instead he described it in more colorful terms.
The ruling comes after McAfee struck down 6 charges this week in the election interference case, including 3 involving the former president. Scott Grubman represented Kenneth Chesbrough, who worked to overturn Georgia's election results and pleaded guilty last year.
It means the case goes from almost impossible going to trial before November to actually impossible to go to trial before November.
Former Vice President Mike Pence split with former President Trump over his efforts to pressure him about the 2020 election. And tonight, Pence said in an interview that he will not endorse Trump because he believes he's pursuing an agenda that's at odds with the conservative agenda. Major.
With all the political and legal developments today, Nicole Killian, thank you. Now to those deadly tornadoes hitting the Midwest. Rescue crews and cadaver dogs search through mountains of debris looking for victims, with hundreds of homes and businesses now reduced to rubble. At least 3 people were killed at an RV park northwest of Columbus. CBS's Roxana Saberi shows us the destruction up close.
From Ohio to Indiana and Missouri, tornadoes left a trail of destruction overnight.
Oh, no.
The powerful storms left dozens injured in the Midwest and at least 3 dead in Ohio. In Lakeview, a tornado tore through this RV park, downing power lines, uprooting trees, and setting off gas leaks and fires.
It's just devastating. I mean, you see it happen to other people, and you just finally get to comprehend what this means.
Throughout this community, we're seeing devastation like this. The storm ripped these homes off the ground and tossed them onto their sides.
And my awning, it's down.
Yeah, ripped off.
Robin Holmes says he somehow survived the storm sitting in his living room.
Very lucky. Because all around it just tore everything up.
As residents salvaged what they could, search and rescue crews looked for survivors under the rubble.
This is going to be a long-term recovery for our community.
In Winchester, Indiana, an EF3 tornado damaged more than 100 homes. Resident Brooks Burleson took shelter with his mother and sister just in time.
By the time I got home, 20 seconds from me being in the garage, I jumped in the cellar, and then all of a sudden it was over us, and then 8 seconds later it was gone.
Back in Ohio, this local high school is opening its doors to people who need a safe place to stay.
And around me, you can see the contents of entire homes, mattresses, clothes, and toys. People here say they want to rebuild. Authorities say that could take months. Major?
So much work ahead. Roxana Saberi, thank you. Measles infections are on the rise. There are now 60 confirmed or suspected cases in 17 states. That's more than the total number of cases for all of last year, and we're only halfway through March. CBS's Sabrina Franza reports tonight on the worst outbreak so far.
Chicago is the latest city to be hit with measles.
To see an uptick in cases where we haven't seen cases in the last 5 years is concerning for us.
12 confirmed cases so far, including 10 connected to the city's largest migrant shelter. Today, city health officials announced a new policy aimed at stopping the spread.
Now migrants are required to get the MMR vaccine before going into shelters. Tell me the reason behind that.
We want to safeguard the health of new arrivals. And as long as measles is circulating in our city, they can get sick.
City health officials launched a mass vaccination campaign for migrants.
Over 900 vaccinations were administered, really in response to really doing the strategies that we know work to contain measles outbreaks.
This asylum seeker from Venezuela told CBS News he was vaccinated soon after arriving. Nationwide, measles vaccination rates have fallen since 2019. About 93% of kindergartners were vaccinated last year, falling short of the CDC's 95% goal. The first measles outbreak this year was in Pennsylvania, followed by outbreaks in 16 other states, including 6 cases at an elementary school in South Florida.
There are a lot of people that are not vaccinated right now that need to be vaccinated to stop transmission.
If you're planning on traveling internationally for spring break, the CDC has updated its guidance. They recommend you see your doctor 6 weeks before traveling to make sure you're protected. Major?
Sabrina Franza, thank you. Tonight, prosecutors say they will not file criminal charges against a 32-year-old man who shot a 36-year-old man in the head on a crowded New York City subway. Police say the 36-year-old was the initial aggressor and pulled the gun. During a scuffle, the 32-year-old wrestled the gun away and opened fire. The Brooklyn DA says so far evidence points to self-defense. The wounded man who brought the gun on the train remains in critical condition. Top White House official says he's cautiously optimistic that ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are moving in the right direction. National Security spokesman John Kirby says the new Hamas proposal of 700 to 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for Israeli women, children, and elderly hostages is, quote, within the bounds, unquote, of what the U.S. considers reasonable. We get more on this and efforts to get more aid into Gaza from CBS's Chris Livesay.
With the UN warning, it's a quarter of the people in Gaza who are at risk of famine. These aid trucks and this passage into the war zone are a lifeline, albeit an imperfect one.
What we're seeing is aid going into Gaza by the truckload. But what we're not always seeing is it getting to the people who need it fast enough or getting into the right hands at all.
They cannot collect and distribute.
But aren't aid groups getting shot at over there? Is it fair to put that burden on them?
We acknowledge that there are challenges, but mostly they are distributing for the last 2.5 weeks without any violence.
Additional aid is on its way by sea for the first time in this war. More than 100 tons from Europe arriving today on a humanitarian ship. But that's not slowing down Israel's potential assault into Rafah, even though the West and the Biden administration have warned against it. Today, Prime Minister Netanyahu approved plans both for an offensive and an evacuation of civilians. The assault itself is believed to be at least weeks away, unless there's a ceasefire in exchange for hostages held by Hamas for 5 months, to the fury of Israeli protesters.
We can't leave them there. We just can't. This is our family. This is my blood, okay?
To get them back, sources at the ceasefire talks in Doha tell CBS News that Hamas is now demanding the release of up to 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and a pause in fighting. So far, Israel says that's unrealistic.
Nevertheless, Israel is attending ceasefire talks in Doha. The White House says it wants that ceasefire for two reasons: to finally bring Israeli hostages home and to get additional aid to the people of Gaza. Major?
Chris Livesay, thank you. A Russian missile attack killed at least 20 people today in the city of Odessa in southern Ukraine. Dozens more were wounded. One missile destroyed homes while another apparently targeted first responders. This onslaught came as Russians started 3 days of voting in a presidential election, all but certain to extend Vladimir Putin's rule. He cast his vote online. Boeing is advising all airlines that fly its 787 Dreamliner to check the cockpit seats of their planes to make sure switches on the pilot seats are properly covered. The Wall Street Journal reports a flight attendant on a flight from Australia to New Zealand on Monday may have accidentally hit a switch, forcing the pilot seat to move forward, causing the pilot to push down the plane's nose. At least 50 people were hurt when the plane suddenly plunged. The FAA says it is reviewing Boeing's guidance and may ask for revisions. Tonight, President Biden's top White House lawyer is suggesting that House Republicans move on from their impeachment inquiry into the president and his family. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, White House counsel Edward Siskel said the records, the testimony, and even Republicans' own witnesses have shown no evidence of wrongdoing. In a CBS News investigation, Scott McFarlane takes a look at someone who helped prompt the impeachment inquiry, a former FBI informant named Alexander Smirnov, now charged with lying to investigators.
This old driver's license photo is our first look at Alexander Smirnov, the shadowy figure who developed a long-standing relationship with the FBI as a confidential human source.
Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family.
Smirnov told the FBI President Biden and his son Hunter took millions from a Ukrainian energy company. His claims were made public and championed by the president's critics, leading to an impeachment inquiry.
I trust the whistleblower.
Until the Justice Department charged Smirnov last month with making up the story, undermining the impeachment effort.
What did you make of when the FBI charged Alexander Smirnov with telling lies?
I thought
If you want an informant who's going to lie for a criminal conviction, they got the right guy.
Criminal defense attorney Joseph Benincasso warned the FBI in a sentencing memo when Smirnoff was a key secret witness in a case against his clients.
You write, the confidential human source was known to the United States as a liar and a fraudster. You think it was known?
Without a doubt.
What happened when you warned the government about him?
At first, they didn't believe us.
Benincasso says when his clients filed a civil suit against Smirnoff and threatened to depose him, the feds cut Benincasso's clients a better deal.
They should have cut ties with him years ago.
Former Justice Department Inspector General Michael Bromwich says the new charges against Smirnoff could imperil other criminal cases.
I think a review has to be done to find out not only what happened here, but whether there is a systemic problem.
He also worries about the precedent set by lawmakers who pressured the FBI to release Smirnoff's claims.
This information is by its nature unreliable and unverified and shouldn't be in the public domain.
Smirnoff's attorney issued a statement to CBS News saying Smirnoff is proud of his years-long service to the Department of Justice and the United States. Major, the FBI declined our request for comment about its handling of Alexander Smirnoff.
Compelling reporting. Scott McFarlane, thank you. A landmark settlement by a leading realtor group is expected to dramatically reduce the cost of buying and selling a home. Details next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Spring breakers on Miami Beach are getting an earlier than usual last call this weekend. South Beach bars and nightclubs, which usually stay open to 2 a.m. and beyond, are being forced to shut down at midnight through Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. Up the coast in New Smyrna Beach, spring breakers got quite a scare yesterday when a teenager pulled out a gun. When police showed up, he took off and ditched his gun in the ocean. Police say he quickly surrendered and had also thrown 20 bags of marijuana into the water. Now an important consumer alert for home buyers and home sellers. The National Association of Realtors, which represents more than a million realtors, settled a landmark antitrust lawsuit today, agreeing to pay $418 million in damages. But the key here is that it also agreed to eliminate rules on commissions. The standard 5% to 6% commission will no longer be the rule. If this settlement is approved, both buyers and sellers will be able to negotiate fees with realtors. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road to an elementary school in Maine where the biggest trend isn't on the students' phones. It's in their closets.
Most 8-year-old boys don't get dressed to the nines. To them, suits are for bathing, and formal is a 4-letter word. But James Ramage of Chelsea, Maine, loves to dress for third-grade success. He started a couple years ago, and at first, the other kids didn't know what to think.
Every time I saw him, I was just like, okay. And I'm like, why is he dressing up?
James knew he stood out.
Did you just decide one day, I don't care what other people are wearing?
I don't need to look like them anymore. I can be who I want to be.
In any school, a decision like that can go a few different ways. You can be accepted for who you are, ostracized for who you aren't, or in very rare circumstances, you can become a trendsetter.
It just kind of started.
Then more people started to do it.
Because it looks fun, and now people absolutely love it.
Today, once a week, Chelsea Elementary kids put on their finest for Dapper Wednesday. It's not a dress code. It's not because some adult said so. It's because the children chose so.
Nice dresses.
Teacher Dean Paquette was an early adopter and now an avid advocate. Holy
cow. Stop, look at this. You look awesome.
Being dressed up, kids are different.
It is.
I think it's a self-esteem thing. And then it carries with them all the way through the day.
All right.
The kids agree. Told me they love how it feels.
I'm a little itchy, but it's fine.
Figuratively speaking.
It feels like I'm not a kid anymore. It made me feel like I was ready for the day.
Feels like I'm like a president.
When James started all this, he had no idea the impact.
What's it like to be a trendsetter?
It just feels so nice.
But he doesn't think every kid should wear suits. Just whatever suits them.
Just wear what they want to wear.
Self-confidence. Always a good look. Steve Hartman, on the road in Chelsea, Maine.
Heart of America is next with a special group of dancers for this St. Patrick's Day weekend.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Meet the iconic dance troupe that is stepping up this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Since its debut in 1982, the Trinity Academy of Irish Dance has become one of the most widely recognized Irish dance programs in our country. This weekend, they will perform their biggest show of the year, the annual Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's just one of some 400 performances this month alone for the troupe made up of 600 children and teens. Trinity's managing director, Maggie Heilman, told us kids of all ages love the tradition, especially on St. Patty's Day.
We definitely want anyone and everyone to be able to participate in performance. I heard a 3.5-year-old yesterday say that they've been waiting their entire life to get up on this stage, and it was the most adorable thing.
The Trinity Academy of Irish Dance, tonight's Heart of America. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I am Major Garrett. Good night and have a happy and safe St. Patrick's Day.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.